Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today I want to talk about motivation when it comes to creating your course project or any other business project for that matter, really. So as of now, I have opened the doors to the course creation bootcamp, and this story is closely related to that. But before we jump into it, I just want to let you know that if you're interested in creating your course in 2025 and you're ready to jump in the process with me starting in January, make sure to save your spot on the waiting list, as the waiting list will get the best deals. You'll find the link to it in the description, and soon there will be a lot more information coming your way as well. The spots for the waiting list will open early November, and this time around, I have decided to give discounted offers only to the waiting list. So either you're already on my mailing list or not just yet, make sure to sign up for that waiting list to lock in the best deals once they come out. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, this story is going to be related to the course creation bootcamp, because here's the thing. I have had this offer for quite some time. By now, I have no clue when was the first time I actually launched it, but I have had it for a while and I don't really have a specific schedule I follow in terms of when it's launched and how it's presented. Because here's the thing, I love to experiment with my offers. I love to update them. I love to see what else new and relevant I can add, or the opposite. I have also taken a step back, and instead of having like a full several month long experience, I have made it into 1 month specific extra bootcamp where we can just work on everything in a high speed. So it always changes, there's always something new happening, and I love to do this experimenting because I have heard so many bad reviews about very well-known courses who have just always stayed the same, and I have never wanted to follow the same path. For me, creating courses is really like my passion and I love to create that content. It's not a matter of like create it and forget it and have it as an evergreen offer, which can be done and it can be successful. But in some niches more than others, it's important that you go along with the times, that you update it according to like latest information, to the latest best practices, to the latest tools and platforms, you know, the information. There's just so many different aspects on this. Anyhow, that's not the topic of today. The topic of today is how to actually keep yourself motivated, because here's the thing. As I'm entering preparation for this course creation bootcamp that will start in January, I am revamping the whole thing. And I think this will be happening for the first time when I'm going to be redoing everything that I have created. If the past few years, I usually take the base material and then adjust it from there, in this case, I'm dissecting everything I have. I'm going to use some of it probably. I'm going to use probably some of the base materials, maybe some of the base presentations I have, but I'm redoing it all for several different reasons. One of them is because I'm changing this experience from having focus only on creating and launching your course to also including focus on creating evergreen funnels, which is very, very important for making long-term consistent sales without your active presence, if that's the road you want to take. Another reason why I'm revamping everything is just because I have that feeling that I want to dive even deeper and I want to zoom in on some specific topics even more. And if you would ask me, I would totally say that this is very in-depth and it's very straightforward. There's a lot of information in the bootcamp, but I know there are extra steps I can take to help, especially those who are just taking those first steps, who don't have the experience of creating the content, recording the videos, setting up the platforms, and so on. So if you are in the position where you have no clue what I'm talking about for like most of the time, then this bootcamp will be a great fit for you. But again, this podcast episode is not so much about the bootcamp itself as it is about that work I have to actually put in right now and what I'm specifically doing to keep myself accountable and to make sure that I do the work. So here's the thing when it comes to creating online courses. It's very common to feel super overwhelmed because there's just so much to do. Even if you barely know what you need to do to create a course, you still feel like, you know, there's just this pile of unknown to-dos you have to go through. And of course, it's especially hard if you don't really know what to do because there are so many possibilities and so many ways to go, and you have so many decisions to make along the way. And I have to be honest, many courses, and I have also done this myself, many courses don't get to the finish line. And I mean, I don't have specific numbers, but I will have to say that most courses that get started never get to the finish line. And yes, I have even had clients who have hired me to support them. We have worked on like all of their content. We have designed the slides. We have put everything in the platform. I have supported them in taking the next steps. But for one reason or another, they never really got to that finish line. And there are many different reasons why that can happen. But the most common one is just losing that motivation and feeling like there's just still so much that ultimately it's not really worth it. So that initial motivation, the initial drive of like, I'm gonna have a course, it's gonna be amazing, I have so much to give and I'm, you know, ready to sit down and do the work, the initial motivation will die off, like 100%. I don't think I have ever heard of one person who like goes through the whole process, you know, in this uplifted, excited mode where you're like excited about every task, especially if there are tasks on your to-do list that you're not that excited about in the first place. Maybe you dread the video recording or you don't really want to do the organizing of your content. Maybe you're overwhelmed by the design or the platforms, whatever is the case, there probably is something that you want to do less than other things. And it doesn't apply only to courses, obviously. It applies to any business project, any outside of business project. When you just get started, you have that rush of excitement. So that rush of excitement drives you and it makes you more productive and you're getting started and everything is new and fresh and you're literally just having so much fun. And then within like week, within 2 weeks, sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's 3 months, when you start to feel like you're dragging your feet, like you've been on this for so long, even if it's been only a week, you just feel like you've been doing so much and yet there's still so much to do. Or another option is that you start to doubt yourself. So you have done a lot, you have written your content, you have maybe designed it, you have recorded it, you have like maybe already set it up, and you're getting close to the launch, and now you start to think, is this good enough? Will this actually work? Is it worthwhile? Should I actually keep investing my time if I'm not that certain? And what happens in most of these situations is that you put the project down for a while, maybe sometimes unintentionally, sometimes with this exact intention that you're gonna take a step back. You give yourself some time, and in most cases, most creators will never go back to actually finishing the project. So the question here is how to stay motivated, how to actually make sure that you do the work and you push through even when maybe you don't really feel like pushing through anymore. Along with that, while what I just described can come quite suddenly and often is like a bit dramatic because you kind of just ditch it and leave it as it is, for me, also another thing often plays out. When I have a course started, you know, I'm excited, I'm doing the thing, and then I literally just eventually drift off. Like, I have other responsibilities, I have other things coming on my to-do list, I spend 1 day, 2 days, a week, a month not looking at the project, and within another 3 to 6 months it's already been so long that it just gets even harder to return. So now There are many answers to the question how to stay motivated, and obviously this will also depend on what is the exact reason why you can stay motivated. But I want to approach this from a super practical perspective, from a super practical step you can do to be more motivated, and not even motivated. Like, motivation itself is something very vague and very, you know, drifting. So we don't have to rely on that. And for you not to rely on it, here's what I'm doing right now with my process for the Course Creation Bootcamp. What I have done, I have put it on my to-do list every single day. So I control my to-do list. Well, control, it sounds very dramatic. I have my to-do list. I'm using Asana to arrange my to-do list. And Asana is an amazing free tool where you can easily like put in different tasks, color code them, and so on. And I have literally put a daily task for the Course Creation Bootcamp. Now, a trick that works for me is that I haven't clarified what exactly I need to do. I have just put in a task to work on the bootcamp. There is no specific time I need to spend. There's no specific task I need to do. It's just known that every single day when I'm sitting down to do the work, I'm doing something for the bootcamp. Some days it might be literally just 10 minutes and I might write a paragraph or two or just do a quick review of what I did yesterday. Other days, as I sit down and write, I realize that I have a lot more inspiration to actually keep going. So I end up writing for an hour, then I move on to the sales page, then I write some launch emails. It might be an hour or two, sometimes three. Obviously, a lot of my business is focused around creating products, so I do have that time flexibility to do that. In your case, you might be limited to having like only spare half an hour or hour a day. Whatever is the time, even if it's just 10 minutes, every single day, look at the product and bring back that initial excitement. Obviously, you will not be able to every day just, you know, jump out of bed and be like, yes, I'm working on my course again. It will not always be the vibe. But every time when you at least open that plan for the course, when you look at it and you just remind yourself why you're doing it, how you started, how excited you were to get it started. And if you are in those very, very first days or you're currently thinking about starting, start by writing out your emotions about this project, like why it's so exciting for you. I know I use the word exciting a lot. I don't know why it's like my favorite one. Write why you want to get started, where it could take you, where do you see yourself going with this project? And then later down the road, when you are having hard times or where suddenly like it's been 3 working days where you have never looked at the project anymore, just remind yourself, like push yourself to open that document where you wrote this down and read it through. And then do just one small task, like 5 minutes, just open the platform where you're working on your offer or where you track everything and just do something. Another thing that really helps me, so I keep referencing like a platform, opening the project and so on. I track my course projects on Trello. You could also do it on Asana or whatever. Whatever it is that you use, if you're using Notion or Monday or plenty other platforms as well. But specifically why I love Trello is because it's simple. It's free to start, it's simple, and it's very straightforward. And specifically for the course layout, it's perfect because you can visually lay out your course modules, your course lessons, and then within each of the relevant cards, add all the information. This is exactly how I'm working on the bootcamp and why it keeps me motivated. Because every day when I see on my list, work on the bootcamp, I open that Trello board. I open that board and I just open any of the lessons I have there that I haven't yet written or that I know I need to work on some more. And I start working on the content. Now, another thing is that when you're not motivated, and it might be any part of the content, either you're designing or you're writing or you're setting things up. Another thing is that when you're not motivated, you feel like, oh, you know, it's not great. Like, things that you're working on are not coming up in a way that you would like them to. And so, for example, if you open the Trello board, you start writing something in a lesson, you feel that resistance of like, this is not that great. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, why I'm doing this, what is happening. But once you start writing, you have some base. If it's design that you're struggling with, once you start designing, you have some base to work with. And from there, it's a lot easier to take the next step and start improving, start revamping. Maybe in another 2 days, you will have that sudden realization of what is wrong with that lesson, or what is wrong with the design, or the setup, or landing page copy, whatever is the case. You suddenly have, okay, yeah, I need to change that exact thing. And you literally just sit down and change the thing. You don't have to now write from zero. You don't have to now like find 3 hours a day to do the work. You have already done step-by-step things. And when that actual moment of inspiration or like that excitement again visits you, when you're like ready to sit down and do more of the work, you already have some base to work with because you have been moving forward day by day. So my tip for how to stay motivated is to literally push yourself to do the thing. Put it on your to-do list. Make sure that you have some project management tool or system where you can easily see it. And open it every day. If you are working on weekends, open it on weekends as well. If you have 1 hour a day every day and you have to do something else at that time, start that 1 hour by opening that document for 5 minutes. Make a note, review, remind yourself what is happening, why you're doing this, and it'll be a lot easier for you to actually get to the finish line. Because I just know like it literally triggers me to even think about how many amazing courses don't get to the finish line because you just drift off the task. And it's not only about the fact that your audience doesn't get to see your course, it's also about the fact that you leave money on table. You have the potential to make so much with your course, whatever is the course, whatever is the idea, you have so much potential if you do it, if you actually make it happen. Okay, I'm getting a bit heated in the topic, so let's just wrap it up. If you're interested in joining for Course Creation Bootcamp that will start in January, make sure to join the waiting list. The waiting list is going to be getting the best deals. It's going to be for short, limited time, early November. So if you're ready to make your course happen in 2025, I'll be excited to see you on that list. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. And that will be it from me for this time. And I hope to see you in the next episode.